ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the phenomenal Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very well, and I like that. Phenomenal. It sounds good, and it's one I know. And you're being nice to me, so that's really good.
Well, you know, I figured I'd throw one in where I hoped and prayed that maybe you would know the meaning of.
I mean, yeah, you've got to keep them quite simple for me. And thankfully, that one was, so it's all good. Yeah, very good.
And but it's very complimentary. Really well,
it is. It is really complimentary, which I didn't expect it from you. It threw me a little bit.
Checks in the mail.
Thank you.
I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s, and their people move people.
Yes, we do.
Right. We have, well, it's sort of an all over the place. It's nothing overly bad. It's informative and more positive than anything else. So we seem to be on the right track.
Yeah, we do. Yep. Another week where it's not too bad. Nothing major anyway. So yeah, it's all good. Yep. Good news.
Well, right off the top, we got to talk about Spain. And this does not surprise me in the slightest. At all. I mean, I love Spain, don't get me wrong, but what's going on in Spain, Lee?
So travellers from the United Kingdom were left confused as the Spanish tourist office in London took a U-turn on its announcement that Spain will open its borders for Britons, who have not been vaccinated against the COVID-19 disease. Wednesday last week, the tourist office said that Spain would permit entry to all UK nationals, even to those who have not been vaccinated or recovered from the virus. That's as long as they could present a negative COVID-19 test result taken before entry. However, only 8 hours later, the office came out with an official announcement asserting that they had misunderstood and misinterpreted the new entry requirements. They further stated, "We apologise unreservedly for the miscommunication earlier today, which was due to a misunderstanding of the new entry requirements." That was from the Deputy Director of the Spanish Tourist Office. He also said this means the entry rules for travellers from the UK have not changed and they still need to meet certain requirements when reaching Spain. Now, according to Spain's official tourism website, all UK travellers over the age of 12 must still present a valid vaccination or recovery certificate in order to be permitted entry to Spain. Now, I know this has been a big thing. I've been hit with quite a few questions with regards to this. Unvaccinated travellers thinking they could get in. They hadn't seen the update. So, yeah, unfortunately, no, it is still the status quo. You can't go in unless you're fully vaccinated.
I have to say, it's typical of Spain. Bless you. But usually when, you know, a governmental decision is made, it takes about 1,000 people to actually get that information anywhere and probably about 25,000 pieces of paper. So it's not surprising.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, at least they did rectify after only 8 hours. But by that point, people had already started planning their holidays, I think. Yeah. Definitely, especially from the emails that I'd got anyway.
Well, you know, I mean, it's the funniest thing. The rest of the world, I assume the rest of the world, a lot of countries anyways, have, you know, taken everything online. And it's so very simple. It's like one stop for anything you ever need. But Spain, nope. Nope, because that would probably unemploy about, 95% of their workforce. So they have to keep all the levels of government employed. So they keep all the paperwork. It's absolutely chaotic. And you do get that. I mean, you know, it's like Chinese whispers in school, right? You know, you have a circle and you've got 35 kids and you start by one person talking to the next. And then by the time you get full circle, it's just something completely different. Yeah. Welcome to Spain. Right. Strike action in Heathrow.
Strike action at Heathrow, which threatened to cause further chaos across the airport hub, has been postponed following a new pay offer, thankfully. More than 160 baggage handlers belonging to the Unite Union have postponed this week's walkout plans after their employers made a new offer. The strike, which had been scheduled to take place this week, has been stalled to allow members of the Unite trade union to vote on the deal. Unite did say if the deal is rejected, then the strikes will be rescheduled for a later date. They also added any strike action would impact all airlines at Heathrow, those including British Airways, KLM, Air France and Lufthansa.
Britain's having a bit of an issue with some of their airports, eh? It's not just Heathrow. I think we talked about it last week, actually, where some guy was stuck. I forget which airport it was.
Manchester. Yeah, Manchester was hit back. I say Manchester. I mean, it's basically all UK airports at the moment. I would just go on to say again, I know we talked about it last week, but it's basically the same this week. I know over the weekend there was over 160 flights cancelled just out of London. So anybody who is travelling out of the UK over the Easter holidays, which I'm sure there's going to be quite a few, just make sure you keep in contact with your airline or with your travel provider, because there are going to be cancellations. And also make sure you get to the airport in plenty of time, because there are going to be very long days, unfortunately.
Well, and from one of those news stories, be careful when coming in too, because it could take you 4 hours to get out of the airport.
Indeed. Yep. It's all fun and games at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, what a world. Cyprus.
Citizens from other countries will no longer be subject to travel restrictions when planning to enter Cyprus. That's after the Cypriot government announced they would abolish such measures on April the 18th. In addition, according to authorities in Cyprus, from April 11th, the country will also lift some other restrictions imposed due to the coronavirus. Now, according to the country's Minister of Transport, Communications and Works, the categorisation of other countries taking into account their epidemiological situation will also be abolished, while travellers will no longer be required to hold a Cyprus flight pass either. Starting from April 18th, all persons who have completed their immunisation process against the virus will be permitted to enter the country without being obliged to undergo the COVID-19 testing process at first. At the same time, unvaccinated travellers will only be required to present a negative result of the COVID-19 rapid antigen test not older than 24 hours, or the PCR test result not older than 72 hours.
Nice. And there is something about the international aviation and the US with their COVID testing.
Yes, so the boss of airline association IATA, basically IATA stands for International Airline Transport Association, they've written to US authorities in the White House asking for the end of pre-departure COVID testing to help aviation recover from the pandemic downturn. Willie Walsh, who is the IATA Director General, also asks in his letter that the Biden administration does not renew its mask. Says it makes no sense to continue to require masks on airplanes when they are no longer being required in shopping malls, theatres or offices, he said in his letter to the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator. Aircraft are equipped with highly sophisticated hospital quality filtration systems and have much higher airflow and air exchange rates than most other indoor environments. Went on to say that the past few weeks have seen a dramatic shift by many governments around the world to ease or remove COVID-19 travel restrictions and requirements as the disease enters its endemic phase. Now, as people will know, currently, if you are traveling to or transiting through the USA, you need to have a negative PCR or antigen test dated no more than 24 hours prior to departure. This is what IATA are trying to get rid of, as it is making it very difficult for some travelers who are wanting to go to the US and in transit through the country.
Well, and realistically, I mean, you see the lineups of them. Every airport on the face of the planet, the lineups of people waiting to get through customs, to get through security. I mean, they're packed in like cattle. So, you know, I mean, and you don't even actually, you know, once you get into the airport, you don't actually need any sort of qualification. You don't need to show any pass or COVID negativity, even just to get into the airport. And that's where the packing starts. So what's the point? I mean, really, what's the point?
Basically pretty much all of Europe now have got rid of, needing tests. I think US is probably the one country left. I mean, I know New Zealand has, but, you know, a major transit hub and a major airport where a lot of crew are going to be going to that still requires it. And it's quite prohibitive being only 24 hours before departure as well. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that will either be removed completely or they'll push it out at least 72 hours to make it a little bit easier.
Well, they were one of the last countries in the game, so.
Indeed.
Sorry. Emirates has some news.
Emirates have announced it will ramp up its global operations with the restart of services to four destinations, including Bali from the 1st of May, London Stansted from the 1st of August, Rio de Janeiro not until 2nd of November, and Buenos Aires from the 2nd of November. The airline has also announced it will boost services to Mauritius and Singapore to serve market demand. Now, in line with the easing of travel restrictions worldwide, starting from 1st of May, Emirates will operate 5 weekly flights to Bali. And then from the 1st of August, Emirates will resume flight operations to London Stansted with 5 weekly flights. This will increase to daily flights as from the 1st of October.
Nice. And then we have a crew question.
Yeah, we have. We received a question this week from Craig wanting to know if it's now possible to enter the Philippines as a seafarer. Now, the good news is, Craig, yes, you can. I don't know your nationality, Craig, because you didn't put it on your email. However, the following travelers can enter. Vaccinated foreign nationals from countries in the E0048. Basically, this is the list of countries who can enter the Philippines about the need for a visa. Vaccinated foreign nationals who already hold a visa for the Philippines, and unvaccinated foreign seafarers who are traveling on a 9C visa under the Green Lane program. Crew may know it better as the airport to ship program. What you will need to enter is a negative PCR test dated no more than 48 hours prior to your departure, or a negative antigen test dated no more than 24 hours before your departure. The only one other thing you will need to do is register with www.onehealthpass.com.ph and submit their confirmation QR code at check-in for your flight to the Philippines. Other than that, you're all good to go.
And all that information will be available on your website, correct?
It will do indeed. It may take a little bit longer this week. My trusty sales girl is gone on holiday. How dare she? So it'll be left up to me to put on there. So it could take a little bit longer, as I am slightly new to the whole IT thing. So, but I'll do my best anyway.
Well, really, or they could just send you an email and ask for the information.
They could indeed. But I will definitely try and get it up there. It may just take a little bit longer than usual.
Yeah. Well, you're good at email.
Indeed, I can answer emails. Yeah,
and you're not bad at LinkedIn.
Yeah, no, I could do LinkedIn as well. It's just uploading stuff to websites, and yeah, no, I'll do my best anyway because I've never done it, to be honest with you. So we'll see.
Well, to be honest with you, as you're quoting your words, I was going to say that, and then you said to be honest with you. The fact is, I think there's a saying out there that be good at what you're good at and leave the rest to somebody else. So it's okay, Lee. You don't have to apologize. We know that you're absolutely amazing at what you do. And that's why you hire people to do the other stuff. So it's all good.
Well, thank you. It's all good. I know. I can't believe I let her have a holiday. It's terrible, isn't it?
Well, you know, slave labor is no longer a thing. Last I heard, I think it was abolished a few years back. You know, around the time that you were born.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
But so I guess holidays are kind of a done thing now. It's pretty popular.
Yeah, I know. I mean, after nearly 2.5 years, I mean, people are now starting to take them, which is, yeah, shocking, really, isn't it?
Oh, I'm not.
Terrible. me neither. Not yet, anyway.
It's just rude. Yeah, but you're going to England for the summer, aren't you?
I am. I'm going back to see family. So yeah, so it should be good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Nice for some. Just saying.
You never know. I might pop over and see you.
No.
That's gay, wouldn't it?
Well, you want to make my life worse.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to rock up.
Yeah. You know what? I live at the very top of a building with a buzzer that I ignore.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I'll just throw pebbles at your window.
Yeah, the very top of a building. You won't be able to get to the top. Lee, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure. I thank you for your time.
No, thank you ever so much. I always look forward to it. So, yep, all good.
Now, if we could just make me Queen of the World.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness, yeah, Lee. I give you those cues every week.
I know. I know. Did you see, again, my brain was whirring. And just as you said it, I was going to say it. You're just too quick. You don't give me long enough. You've got to remember, I'm a little bit slow on the uptake.
Yeah, but so you have to be aware that we have people that are watching and we also have people that are listening on the podcast. And yeah, too long of a gap, you know, while you process your thought processing,
yeah,
may actually lead people to believe there's something wrong. You know, well, not I mean, just that your brain is slow.
Wrong with you.
Right, I got into a taxi the other day and I told the taxi driver that I should be queen of the world. He gave
I bet he got it quicker than I did.
Oh, he did. He did, way quicker. And he didn't even speak my language, so we're good. he just nodded and smiled. Right. Well, Lee, we've had a few interruptions today in this recording because, well, life happens. I would say something else, but life happens because this is a recorded show. but I have to remind everybody out there again that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s, and their people move people.
There you go. We finished it anyway. Even with the interruptions, we got there.
We did. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers.